Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to have the Transgressors service, the Woe Unto All Who Offend, which this week was fun. You'll like it. The late service, for those of you who are late risers. We've got Julio Diaz on the line. He is the host of the Pensacola Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook, and also Let's Go Pensacola, 4 o'clock on Saturdays. Julio, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
So I got feedback from my son on this, but what did you think of Fast X?
26.
A 26?
Yeah, in case you're wondering, that's the number of times the word family is used in the movie.
Oh, so there's a theme.
Yeah, which I was surprised. I felt that was probably lower than I would have thought it would have been.
Yeah, it is, but interesting. That's kind of their mantra, right?
Yeah.
Is, you know, family first and everything. So is it as big, as dumb, and as fun as we expect it to be?
It's completely preposterous. It's utterly ridiculous. It doesn't hold up to 1 minute of critical thought. But by golly, is it entertaining. I mean, it is. You know, you really do kind of you just go in, you turn off your brain, you enjoy the chemistry and the star power and the stunts and the explosions, and you walk out of there and you're like, well, that was dumb, but I had a good time.
The whole Fast and Furious, I mean, it is a comic book without superheroes, right? It's
It absolutely is. I mean, the stuff that they do, not just the car stunts, but some of the fights and the. There's one point in time where Charlize Theron, like, physically picks up Michelle Rodriguez and bashes her head up against the wall. I'm like, okay, a real person is dead. She doesn't even take 2 seconds to get up.
Right. You know, exactly.
It's like, it's the car Avengers. It absolutely
it
is.
No, but the biggest, dumbest, fun moments are the ones you remember. You remember the crazy runway scene. You remember the Arctic submarine. You remember the tank. That's what makes it fun, is you know it's crazy and you don't care because it's so much fun. So this is what it's supposed to be, basically. Is that the review?
Yeah, basically. I mean, there's some people that may be getting tired of this formula, and I get it. There's been 10 of these. I, on the other hand, have not seen all 10 of these. I came in at like number 6 or 7, I think.
Okay.
So I'm not tired of it yet. I do feel like it was a little bit padded. You know, they came into this with it. This is going to be the last two movies, 10 and 11 were going to be the last two movies.
Yeah.
And now in the last week, they're saying, well, maybe it's going to be 3 movies and not 2 movies.
Maybe we're going to twilight the ending a little bit and make it into 2 or something. Yeah. Okay.
So I do feel like there's some padding, a little bit of padding in there. But, you know, I think people will be happy. And I think if there's a character you love from this franchise, without spoiling anything, they're probably in here somewhere.
All right, we'll take that. That's a super cryptic tease that doesn't spoil anything.
There's some cameos that I at least didn't expect.
Very good. The other movie that nobody's going to care about because Fast X is out, but Master Gardener, how's this?
Yeah, getting okay reviews. This is written and directed by Paul Schrader, who, you know, of course, wrote Taxi Driver and has been, you know, a longstanding writer and director. Kind of has a kind of a theme to his work. It's usually about a soul man and who's, you know, troubled in some way. And then there's a woman that, you know, drives him, et cetera, et cetera. So a little bit of that going on. This is Joel Edgerton starring as the title character in this. He is the master gardener of this beautiful southern estate that is owned by this wealthy dowager, played by Sigourney Weaver. She asks him to take her great niece under his wing and apprentice her. And she's played by Quintessa Swindell, who, if you saw Black Adam, she played Cyclone in Black Adam. She's been a few other things as well.
Okay, all right.
Of course, he has a mysterious past that starts to come to light, and it sounds like it's very staid, but it's really a thriller.
Pacing should be better than you would expect. Okay, all right.
Yeah, good performances in this one, but the overall is running about 67% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay. What are you guys going to watch next week?
Not sure yet. I know we've got The Little Mermaid opening next week. There's a lot of other smaller films opening next week. So check out the Facebook group, and we know what we're doing. We will put it up there.
Outstanding. Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook. Do follow them. Also, Let's Go Pensacola tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Julio Diaz, as always, my friend, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next Friday.
No worries. Thank you.
815 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth, she is fantastic. I mean, genuinely fantastic. She and her team, they know how to get it done quickly, get it done sometimes for above list price in a day or two. Like, both of those are relatively common, even under today's environment, different from last year, obviously. 230-plus homes sold last year, 65 either sold or under contract as of the first quarter of this year, so on pace for even better this year. And listen, I talk about her as a seller's agent, and that's true, but as a buyer's agent, because she understands the seller's mindset so well, she knows what they will and won't negotiate on, what price is likely to come in from other people. If that price is too high, the market won't sustain that. You can do better. Like, all of that stuff she really knows intimately. So especially if you're moving into a house for the first time from renting, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.